Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. The whole gang's here. Kevin the intern, Tim Convy, Jen Myers, hi. Lance Hildebrand.
Hey.
And we've got the Harlem Globetrotters coming in about 20 minutes. Not sure about their arrival. So they'll either be on at 7:25 or 7:35, depending on when they get here to the building. But we're going to video it and put it online because hopefully they can teach us a few moves, and we'll have to tell them about your one and only basket in basketball, Jen.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they can't wait to hear about it.
It was for the other team.
Yes, it was.
That's a trick shot that they've probably never done before.
Yeah, I know.
So they'll be in studio. We're very excited about it. And they're going to have their world tour here at the Enterprise Center on November 2nd if you want to get tickets. We'll have all the ticket information for you, though. All right. Women don't like what you're saying.
Women don't like what you're saying. There's a huge thread on Reddit getting a lot of attention about people saying, all right, what's crossing the line and what's not when it comes to being creepy? Guys saying creepy things or doing creepy things with women. Long list of things that they brought up. Number one, asking a woman, where's my hug?
Oh, yeah.
Do I know you? I mean, is this when you know someone?
Well, if it was like a coworker, even if you did know someone, that's just a weird...
I don't know. It just depends who the person is. Right.
Where's my hug?
No. Like, if it's one of my dad's friends or something, yeah, I'm going in for the hug.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. But if old Zach out there said it to you in a few minutes, you'd be like...
It would be weird. Yeah. And why is it that we always hug our coworkers outside the building when we see them?
I don't know, but it's automatic.
I'm a hugger, though.
But isn't that weird?
It's
you
weird.
Don't hug them around here.
I know.
No, I know.
But when you see them out...
I know.
It's like, hey! Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Yeah,
but it is a thing. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is odd.
It means that they're it's not like you walk in the room and they're like, oh, great, Courtney showed up.
Yeah. I know. That never happens.
Number two, saying something like, you're perfect within a few minutes of meeting someone.
Yeah, don't do it.
Well, I mean, all right.
No.
But what if I am?
I'm perfect.
Moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo.
Oh, yeah, don't touch me. It's like, it's the same principle as somebody putting your tag back in your clothing. It happened to me at a Walgreens. I don't know you.
Oh, yeah, really?
That would make me very uncomfortable.
Just don't, no touching.
Okay. I wonder if it's somebody who is being creepy or if it's like a OCD. It's like they can't help themselves but to adjust the stranger's tag.
I know that they were trying to help me, but it's not the end of the world that my tag was out.
You think they just say, your tag's out.
That's what I usually say.
Yes.
But like that is...
That'd be like somebody going in to zip your zipper up.
which I don't mind. It saves me
like
the embarrassment.
That's okay.
It's not worth it.
The tag is bad.
Yeah.
Zipper totally fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to help a guy out. Giving unsolicited shoulder massages.
Oh, yeah.
We had a middle school teacher who used to do it.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. He used to do it to all the girls, and then he would be behind you, and then he would kind of like push your shoulders forward, and we think it was so that he could look down our shirts. This was back before you like ever told anybody about it, you know?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
It starts early.
When a woman is walking on the sidewalk, driving slowly next to them to try to talk to them.
Well, yeah, that's that should even be on this list because it's so creepy.
I think all of these are casually touching a woman's thigh or back while you're talking to her.
Oh, God, okay,
creepy, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Asking a woman you just met if she lives alone.
Yeah. That's a little scary. Wow.
Blocking an exit when you're trying to start a conversation, or restricting a woman's movement in any
way.
These
are all, wow, these all border, yeah, on possible stalker crimes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I don't understand what the dialogue was here. Like, what?
Like to me, I thought, to me, I thought it was more like somebody coming up to your table. Like, say you're a waitress, mm-hmm, and the guy that you're waiting on says, like, why are you so sick? Well, you know, let's put a smile on that pretty,
yeah,
face. Or
what's a pretty girl like you doing?
Some, you know. Yeah. Like, I thought it was going to be more like that.
Yeah. Because
I know that the guy's well intent. You know, they're not trying to be creepy.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah, sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not.
Right. Sometimes they're trying to be charming, and it doesn't work.
But speaking of all of that, I have something to say about our post yesterday that we put up on our Courtney and Company Facebook page. It was the video of Kevin eating the Halloween candy bars. He had to identify them with a blindfold on. So it started when Kevin's friend from Kansas City, Chris Stecker, said...
He gets a lot of pub on our show.
Yeah,
he does.
Right?
Not have anything to publicize.
His cover band.
That's right. Persons of interest.
Oh, my God. So Chris says, each piece of candy was personally touched by Tim. Yum, yum, yum. With like a laughing, crying emoji.
Yes.
And then we said, you're not right. And then someone... And then... A female listener chimes in, I wouldn't mind being fed chocolate by Tim. No, no, because if we don't want guys to say creepy stuff to us, you can't say, like, I know it's meant to be funny, but, like, poor Tim gets more sexual harassment.
Poor guy.
Poor Tim is right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's always asking me where their hugs are.
How do you feel about that, Tim?
Mixed emotions.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it bugs you. You can be honest.
You're not a piece of meat.
I don't know. I mean, I'll put it this way. I do not feel unsafe with any of that
stuff. No, of course you don't.
At all. Like, it's fine.
Okay.
It does make me laugh thinking about the flip test. Like, oh my God, what if somebody said this about X,
a woman?
Y, and Z?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, as a feminist, I'm saying if you don't want guys to be creepy, let's not be creepy to Tim.
But I know that it's playful. I've never seen anything that felt like it wasn't
like you were worried for your safety.
Yeah.
How it starts.
Yep.
That's how it starts.
Maybe you shouldn't talk about your looks so much then.
I don't.
You really push them.
I do not.
Yeah, you did.
At all.
How many times have you heard about your calves?
Oh, I do have great calves, but that's different.
Your forecast.
Nobody's creeping out online about my calves. Not like they should be.
Ashley Home Store, this is home, bringing you the weather today. Mostly sunny, a high of 64. You can still probably see your breath outside because it's 37. And Lance Hildebrand has a look at traffic.
Let's start with a text we got here to the Y98 studios to report a mattress in Franklin County. It's on 47 in between St. Clair and Union, so we'll add it to the tally.
We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.